1. A closer look at nutrition labelling. Get to know the new nutrition labelling scheme.
Honey, do you know that the new nutrition labelling scheme will come into force on the 1st of July 2010? By that time, most prepackaged food in Hong Kong will have nutrition labels.
Pardon? What labelling scheme? Aren't there labels which already contain use-by dates and ingredient lists on the food packaging?
Yes, you're right. Information such as the use-by dates and ingredient list, such as preservatives and colouring matter, is already subject to the food labelling regulations. What I am talking about now is the nutrition labelling scheme, which is about nutrients.
Why do we need this nutrition labelling scheme?
There are three reasons. Firstly, the scheme assists consumers like us to make informed food choices. Secondly, the scheme encourages food manufacturers to apply sound nutrition principles in the formulation of foods. Thirdly, the scheme regulates misleading or deceptive labels and claims.
This scheme sounds very important. Tell me more about it.
Well, the scheme covers two elements, which are nutrition labelling and nutrition claims.
Just a minute. Labelling and claims? I'm confused. Can you elaborate?
Nutrition labels provide consumers with information on energy and nutrient values of the food, whereas specified conditions are set for nutrition claims so as to standardise the meanings of various claims. For example, when you see a claim of low sugars, you will know that the product should contain not more than 5 grams of sugars per 100 grams, or 100 millilitres, of food.
But what are the differences before and after the implementation of the scheme?
For nutrition labelling, consumers can find the values of energy plus 7 specified nutrients, namely protein, total fat, saturated fat, trans fat, carbohydrates, sugars and sodium. That is the 1+7 items on the labels. As for nutrition claims, they will be regulated too. The nutrients in the food must meet certain specified conditions when nutrition claims are made. All of these assist consumers to make informed choices.
Hey, you were just telling me that most prepackaged food will have nutrition labels after the 1st of July 2010. Are there any products that won't have nutrition labels?
Yep, nutrition labels are not required for food with very small packages. For example, food in containers with a total surface area of less than 100 square centimetres. Also, food such as tea leaves and distilled water, which contain nearly zero or insignificant amounts of energy and the 7 specified nutrients, are exempted from the nutrition labelling requirements.
Then, will I find nutrition labels on fresh meat and fresh vegetables?
Raw meat or fresh fruits and vegetables without added ingredients are also exempted from the nutrition labelling requirements. Furthermore, prepackaged food products with an annual sales volume of 30,000 units or below, which do not carry nutrition claims, may also apply for exemption from the requirements. These products will have circular, square or rectangular shaped stickers on the packages to indicate their exemption status. You may note that some wordings on these packages are covered or blacked out. That may be because the nutrition claims are covered by the food trade in order to get the exemption status.
Seems like we can make food choices more easily with nutrition labels.
You bet! Once there are nutrition labels, we can compare nutritional content among different foods for a healthier choice. For example, we can choose food lower in fat, sodium or salt, and sugars. We can also calculate how many nutrients we have taken in.
This sounds great!
Of course! Next time when you buy prepackaged food, remember to turn the pack around and look at the nutrition labels for healthier food choices.